welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back.
All right. We're live.
Hello.
Hello. We're all on. All of us.
Hello, quarantine friend.
Quarantine podcast. How long has it been? 2 weeks?
Yeah.
We're a little behind because our schedule has been a little off. I just got lipstick on my microphone.
Yeah, we've been quarantined with nothing to do at all, but we didn't do the podcast.
Well, because it's not our regular schedule.
No, and we have been busy. I had a little recovery going on, so I haven't been myself.
Yeah, you wouldn't have been funny enough.
Not alcoholic podcast. Recovery, but medical.
Good. Thanks for clarifying. Say hello to my vlog.
Hello, vlog. I don't want people to think that I've been in, you know, like...
She went to rehab. I think you should tell them that you got, like, some crazy surgery.
Oh, yeah, like a total facelift and body lift and lipo everywhere.
Something that you wouldn't want everybody to know.
Yeah. So, butt lift.
A BBL.
What's that?
Brazilian butt lift. Yeah, that's what the Kardashians have.
Yeah.
They suck the fat out of your stomach and they distribute it, push it back in your butt.
Well, I did get stuff sucked out of my stomach. I don't know what they did with it.
Well, it's not what they would put in your butt. They do. You know, like whenever you see on...
They take the fat out.
Yeah, they like
and it goes
that
in
vacuum.
That big clear tube.
Yeah, that vacuum thing. And then they just... a reverse vacuum, shoot it out back into your butt. So, anyways,
like a hose.
Yeah. So that's where we've been. We have not been.
We have not been there.
We have not been podcasting. But I guess we should talk about we're gonna have this on the record. This is the record. It's March 29th, 2020, and we're in quarantine.
Yeah, what a time.
It's going to go in the history books. It's going to be like, this is going to go on with like the plague.
This is going to be like 9/11.
The potato famine.
They're going to say 2020.
Holocaust.
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus! Have you seen that yet?
No. Oh, it's Joe Exotic saying it?
No, it's Cardi B.
Oh, yes, I did.
She said it one time and somebody made it into a song and it's on the top charts. It's because everybody's so bored or because we're in quarantine. So
yeah,
they're like,
it can't be that awesome.
No, all she says is, y'all, it's getting real. It's coronavirus. And they just like played it on a loop with a beat that's like, poots, poots,
yeah.
Poots. So,
yeah, people are bored.
Yeah, we're bored. Actually, I haven't been bored once.
I'm not bored at all. I've been recovering. Well, and do you want to know what I've been doing?
Watching Mad Men?
I've been watching Mad Men that I watched every single episode 10 years ago, but it's all brand new. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Don Draper's my boyfriend.
That's how I feel like I should watch Breaking Bad again. Like, because there's so much in that show.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even remember. Yeah. When I hear some people talk about it.
Yeah. Well, Daddy and I have been watching Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Saul.
Does that remind you of things?
Yes. And I kind of I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember those bad guys.
Yeah.
It's you don't remember.
Because somebody else was talking about it the other day and they were like, yeah, I remember that scene, then that scene. I was like, I watched the entire season and series.
I want to find The Sopranos because that's my favorite of all time. Mm. And I don't know if it's anywhere.
Well, we were going to watch Entourage.
That's fun, too.
But I had to get, like, the premium Hulu, and sorry, I didn't do that.
How much is the premium?
I don't know.
Dang, Hulu. What's that other show we should watch? The one with little fires? Or fires
fire,
everywhere?
Yeah, I think it's little... or fire, lying fires? Fire lies.
I don't know. Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon, yeah.
Maybe we'll try that one. Or do we have to get the Supreme
No, Hulu? I don't think so.
Okay.
So,
anyway... What else? We've been watching
the
trendy shows.
Well, I was saying I haven't been bored in quarantine because, like, I don't feel like we ever get, like when it's Christmas, you have to, like, do your presents, go to this, go to your parents' house, get to do the Christmas. Yeah. It's not like just lay on the couch for 3 weeks, you know?
It's really been nice.
I know. Like, we never have that anymore. It's not like...
Well, you're still working.
I know, but,
Not full force, but more than part time.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you never have like time off where it's just sit down on the couch. It's like time off to go to Thanksgiving. Time
my
off.
Doctor told me couch to bathroom to kitchen, back to couch, done. So
even when I broke my arm, it wasn't relaxing because I broke my arm. So this has been quite the time. People are like, can't wait to get out of quarantine. I'm like,
I'm thinking, and everybody keeps saying, how is this going to change the world? How is everybody going to change? I think everybody's going to be freaking lazy and want to stay home.
Well, I think that forever. It's going to be hard for people to say, boss, why can't I just do this at home when I did it at home for 3 weeks?
Exactly.
Why do we have to be here again?
Teacher, why have to do my work? You only send me an hour a week.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've been watching all of the trendy shows on Netflix, but we've been watching our regular Bravo shows have still been on, thank God.
Yeah, because they're still pre-taped.
Yeah, that wasn't during quarantine. As everybody knows,
the Bachelor... 6 months from now, we will have zero Bravo shows to watch.
Yeah, because I was about to say, as everybody knows, there's no Bachelor getting recorded. There's no...
American Idol, is that pre-taped?
I don't think so. They say in front playing. Of a live audience.
Yeah, they're still playing it, though.
Maybe they're not in front of a live audience. Maybe it's just in front
of... Maybe it was a live audience when they taped it.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh. Yeah.
But I think people are supposed to vote. How does that work?
You can vote on your phone.
But while you're watching it, so if it was pre-taped, how do you know when to vote? Like
when it's played on TV?
But then they pre-tape it and say, okay, the next person voted out.
I don't know. You're confusing me.
Okay. Well, I'm right. So I don't know how that works.
So let's talk about what we have been watching. Well, first of all, I have some hot topics to talk about.
Yeah, let's talk about hot topics.
Hannah B and Tyler are quarantining together in Florida.
I am really, it was kind of cute at first, but it's really throwing it in my face that they are living it up on the beach. She's freaking sunburned. And party, 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 dance, 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 party. Doesn't sound like social distancing at all.
No, it definitely doesn't.
So, just and my also, 2 cents. I don't want to see them on Instagram every time I put my phone on.
Also, I don't believe that he would ever like her still. I thought that when he was on the show. And I think that right now.
She's too nerdy.
Exactly.
She needs to be with Peter. That is the perfect match.
That's their song that they sing together.
Bring Barb. I wonder if she ever met Barb.
I don't know, but Barb really got off the hook with this pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah, people forgot about Barb.
Yep.
So did J-Lo and Shakira.
I know. Well, that was like...
I guess they were already done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
And so did Marcus 24.
I don't know. A lot of people have been catching up on that during the quarantine.
Marcus 24. But yeah, so I still don't think that Tyler would ever like Hannah.
No, I think they're just friends because they show her with all the other people a lot more than with him.
Well, and I like to, this is like one of my favorite things to do is to like, psychoanalyze people and get to the root of their
figure them out.
Yeah, the root of their existence. Tyler is a specimen. He needs somebody demure and calm and like an arm candy.
Yeah.
That makes him feel like a million bucks.
He doesn't need a challenge.
And he doesn't want a do.
Exactly.
At least I don't think so. But based off of what I know.
But why would he be with Gigi?
Hadid?
Yeah.
Have you heard her speak?
No.
Exactly.
But she's got all the limelight and the fame.
Well, maybe, but he's still trying to get famous right now. Okay. But she is not a social media person. She is never doing a TikTok.
See, I don't know that.
She's not doing any of that. So, not like Hannah B.
Yeah.
I got she's like Kim Kardashian's like, we are so excited to see Kanye perform. That's the kind of person that he needs. Kanye needs Kim, who's just pretty
and blah.
And mute. Tyler's going to need somebody pretty and mute. Gigi Hadid is a good match, if you ask me. So that's
very
what I'm saying.
Interesting, and you're right, Dr. Lindsay.
And Hannah B needs to be with somebody like Peter, where they're just so goofy and everything's so fun.
And I bet when they get together and they take their picture at Disney World, their mouth's wide open.
Yes.
Like, wow, this is so fun. Oh my gosh, Mickey Mouse. And then sticking his tongue out.
Yeah. There's somebody for everybody, you know? Let me tell you who you need to be with.
Except we saw on Instagram our reality.
Oh, yeah, that's my next bullet.
Okay.
Peter's with Kelly.
Sorry to blow it, but...
Peter's with Kelly.
Peter's with Kelly in Chicago somewhere.
Which I don't see Kelly with Peter at all.
She's way too smart.
She needs to be with, I see her like with Gigi Hadid's stepdad. How he married the one from American Idol. What's his name?
That old guy?
She needs an old guy.
Wow.
Catherine McPhee.
Yeah. What's his name? David
Frost.
Not Frost.
Foster.
Foster. Yeah.
My love.
My love.
My love.
Hello, my love.
Yeah. I think Kelly needs to be with an old guy.
That's Yolanda, by the way, if y'all don't know. My love.
Yeah.
Oh, Kelly, my love. Can I get you something to drink, my love?
Kelly does not need... She's not going to be dancing at the Disney World. She needs to be at the Met Gala next to her composer.
I see her with, like, a politician, like... Yeah. You know, an up-and-coming attorney.
Just like,
attorney.
According to the documentation that I just read.
Yeah, doctor, not Peter the pilot.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Okay, so, well. And also, again, not social distancing. What were they doing in Chicago?
Sitting on each other's lap?
Yeah.
In the stairs? Like, on the...
Were they at a skate park?
The, on the, what is the damn beach there? Sorry.
In Chicago?
Yeah.
There's a beach?
Yeah, because it's on the lake.
Oh, I have no idea.
Anyway.
It's not important.
I'm very worldly, but you know.
You've never been to Chicago.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But I know there's a beach there.
Well, it didn't
it's
look
on
like
the edge of the lake. It's the
it didn't look like they were by water.
I thought that's where they were, but
I thought they were at a skate park.
That's probably, I don't know. You could be right.
Anyways, should we talk about... Summer House we saw this week?
Oh, I like Summer House. Yeah.
What happened?
Okay, well, we have 2 weeks worth that we could report. But
yeah,
I think the most thing that happened was probably a couple. Lindsay and Carl. What a train wreck.
I know.
She starts drinking and she gets clingy and mean and...
She needs a little bit of therapy.
Oh, she gets cray cray.
It's like she's like... On her, like,
not that I blame her because he is like a douche and a jerk.
She needs an older guy.
Yes, not a young.
She needs Rand.
Ew. A cuter version.
There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah. But so they broke up after dating 1 week.
You know who I could see her
with? The breakup has taken longer than actually going together.
I could see her with somebody like Jim Edmonds.
Yeah.
Like an older asshole.
Yeah.
That she has all his kids and she's like, never comes
I mean,
home
she's still going to be with an asshole.
Oh,
that's who she needs to be with.
Yeah. And he's never going to come home and I'm taking care of his kids and freaking going around.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he sleeps with the nanny.
Yeah.
And then bam.
Yeah. But I don't think Lindsay would divorce him. She would just keep on. And then you cheated on me and then I took you back and I'm taking care of your kids and you never come home. And then.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, so. You're right. Okay, and then the second biggest, there's probably more than two then. Kyle and Amanda.
I'm so tired. Mark is 24 and I'm so tired.
Kyle, do you want to get married?
No, do you want to be single?
Yes.
Do you want to be single? And he says, yep.
Since you asked. Yeah. And then it's like, okay, then they made up.
Yeah.
They're going to get.
Their moms came.
I guess they're going to get. Oh, I hate when the moms come.
I know.
Who needs the moms? If you go on Summer House, I'm going. But
Amanda needs the moms to help her tell Kyle to settle
Kyle's
down.
Kyle's not doing anything.
He didn't answer her text messages.
He was trying to sell his drinks.
That's the problem. You see, the problem here is they're too he wants to do the clubs and he wants to do the drinks and the alcohol and sell it. And she's too tired.
Yeah, she just wants to sleep.
So that right there just creates a huge
and
conflict.
She's a slob.
Yeah,
he can't stand the way she doesn't even pick
how
up
about
her stuff.
I think we've already talked about this, but their New York loft.
That's amazing. One of them got money.
Are you making money from Loverboy?
One of them got money. I don't know, but
yeah.
So then we have the confused guy, Jordan, is now with Jules.
Jules is trying to make herself a storyline.
And he just keeps saying, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And she keeps saying, I'm not satisfied.
It's very uncomfortable.
And I keep thinking, what the heck's going on?
Well, isn't there a million guys she could pick from? She's cute.
I mean, really?
I think if I were her and I was like, I need a storyline. The Jordan one is not working. Okay, now my next plan is going to be just, I'm going to bring home 100 guys every day.
From the bar.
And then they're going to be like, oh, Jules is such a whore.
Yep. Okay. There you go.
There's a story.
Yeah. Or try to steal Kyle.
Yeah. Or try and steal
Well,
Luke.
She's going to be with Carl.
Oh, I saw that.
Saw the previews.
Carl said he's going to have a threesome with Danielle. Danielle was like, this is the Carl I always looked for. I was like, come on.
Yeah, she needs to get off.
Yeah, and then, well, the Luke and Hannah drama.
Yeah.
Luke, he decides he has a girl at home. I thought it was too good to be
true. Who's gonna mess with me, Hannah? You ain't all that.
Yeah. I knew it was too good to be true. I think he's just trying to get a storyline.
Oh, definitely. That's why he attached to her in the first place. It's not because she's... I don't think it's because she's anything. He just picked her.
Maybe he thought Jules might get sent home or something.
Maybe. And Paige has a boyfriend, Perry.
Yeah, he's old.
What's up with that?
He's older.
Hi, Perry. I miss you so much, Perry.
I know. To me... why is she even on the show?
Yeah, she needs to get off now.
If you're not going to do what...
She's not drinking. She's not doing anything.
Yeah.
She needs to get off. Bye-bye. Next week, Shep's going to be there.
And Madison!
What's his name? Austin.
Austin.
Madison!
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 Our other favorite show.
Okay, so that is...
Summer House. That's all that happened.
And then we had the Below Deck.
Yes.
What's happening there?
Adam won't have sex with Jenna.
Yeah, and she's getting pathetic. She just needs to tell him, see ya.
I know.
I don't understand. Why would a girl be so...
Desperate.
Ready to chase?
I don't know.
It's not a good look.
And she doesn't seem like that type. She's all... With a big stick up her ass. I guess that's why.
I don't know.
And she just bees means to all those girls.
He's not that great.
I know. I think he's an ass.
It's not like he's Don Draper. I mean.
And it's not the 60s. I think he's such an ass.
He is.
I don't find anything about him attractive. He's not funny, smart.
No. I mean, he's not ugly, but everything else about him.
And they're still trying to lead us to believe that, what's his name? Padgett has a thing for Georgia. But I follow them all on Instagram, and he keeps posting pictures of Sierra, his actual girlfriend, like, love of my life. Thanks for pushing through this with me. Like, this show is such a roller coaster, blah, blah.
And Sierra is not jealous at all on the show.
I know.
She's like a bro.
I know.
Like, he sits with Georgia, or they're, you know, talking.
With her ass out?
Yeah. or laying on the beach when she gets told, you're coming shopping with me, Sierra, and then... Yeah. Padgett and Georgia go lay on the beach.
I know.
Like, that seemed planned.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I don't know. I know you love that show.
I do.
It's not my fave.
I just think it's so interesting to see. It's not just, let's go to Florida. Like, we're going on a trip. I think it's because they have their job. I like the job so much.
I like the regular Below Deck. This one's not as exciting to me. I don't know.
I still like
What's
it.
What's the other little douchebag?
Parker. So Parker tells the Padgett and Sierra tell the captain that Parker's too hard to work with because he can hear him arguing and stuff. And Parker goes, well, I'm just going to have to prove that I don't even need their direction. And I was like, that's exactly the opposite of what he just told
you
to do.
He is so typical of any employee we've ever had. That's a 22-year-old male. He takes him to the beach. Tells him, don't bring any shoes.
Yeah.
And it's all rocks.
Yeah.
I mean, that looked like the most horrible place to be.
And that one girl, I can't remember her name, the blonde one. She's working without a bra on, and Jenna gets there.
Is it Courtney?
Maybe. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. And she looks nothing like a Courtney. That's why we can't remember her name.
Maybe.
She looks like Morgan.
Maybe.
She's a Morgan. Anyway, go ahead.
So, yeah, they get to the beach, and they're not setting up at all.
They're just resting.
Yeah. I'm like, how did you think that you weren't going to get in trouble by doing that?
I don't know. It's just not my favorite show. I don't know.
I think it's wonderful. So if you haven't watched it, you should. But that brings
yeah,
me to...
don't take my word.
It's great. That brings me to... I watched... They've been playing Below Deck reruns, and they've been playing... They played the entire Atlanta, like, first season yesterday, I think.
Atlanta?
Yeah. Housewives?
Below Deck. Oh, I think Below playing, Deck Atlanta.
What's no, they've that? Been playing shows oh, yeah, on yeah, Bravo yeah. for the yeah. full day.
Like
so marathon. I watched, I guess it's the season before we started watching of Kate. They're not on the Valor. They're on the Essos.
The first one I watched was Hannah.
So, yeah. So they have the...
they're in the Caribbean.
The curly-haired girl is, like, insane, who's the third stew that Kate fights with the whole time, and the chef... The chef is that black guy. I don't know his Leon.
I didn't see any
and
of those.
That storyline is amazing. So the deck hand, the bosun, that's his name. The bosun is I can't remember his name, but he's super cute and he has a girlfriend at home that he's like in love with, and he cheats with the crazy third stew, and he won't tell anybody on the boat, and she keeps telling everybody he hooked up with me, but everybody's acting like she's crazy because she is crazy, and he keeps saying I'm not telling. She can say whatever she wants. I'm not gonna say it. And he's saying that in his confessional, and they had sex in the laundry room.
Gross.
They were like, because you know they live in, they have the same bedrooms.
Yeah.
So they're like, we never saw them hook up. Like, she's crazy. She's just making this up because she wants to be. She's crazy. And at the very end, he says, "Yeah, I did it." And Kate's like, "What?" It's so good. And so then the Leon, the chef, also hates Kate, and so they get in a fight like halfway through, and Captain fires the chef.
Because Kate always gets away with everything.
Well, in this season, Kate seemed more scared of Captain than she does now. Like, she was kind of like, I don't know what to say. Like, it's not my fault. I'm trying my best and all this stuff. And then that British Jack Sparrow chef comes off.
Jack Sparrow chef.
He walks out and says, "Hello, darling. Have you missed me?" And she's like, "Oh my gosh, thank God." And they used to have a thing.
Yeah. Not long, though.
Yeah. No, they never dated. They kind of like hooked up and then they liked each other. And yeah. Then, so.
They're too much alike.
Yeah. So funny. He walks on, "Hello, darling."
What else did we watch?
Reality. So good. We've watched Family Karma.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really liking that show so far.
I like it, too. I think we might have a recording to watch.
We have to hear a lot of times about how. Because it's the
Indian
beginning.
Culture.
Yeah.
Is,
we have to hear a lot of times like. Oh, we can't sleep together because we're Indian. Oh, we can't do this because we're Indian.
And we have to go to this religious event. And we have to go to this religious event. And
What was the thing? It was the Indian New Year?
Yeah.
What was it called?
Started with a P. Purva? Something like that.
Pavari or something?
Yeah.
Pavari?
I don't know.
We're not culture. I guess we need to hear it again.
Yeah. They need to keep teaching us.
They have the drama between, I think either they've made it up or they haven't told us enough for us to believe that it's real.
Yeah, because I don't know what the drama's about. I witnessed, they showed the party. We saw the party. And then all of a sudden, one of the characters who is like the second generation where all the little kids grew up together.
Yeah.
They're fighting for some reason.
And we also don't know anybody's
names.
And it was
the moms who were fighting at the party. It wasn't the kids.
Yeah, we don't know their names either.
Risha, Rusha. One of them's named Rusha.
Anissa.
One's Rosha.
Brian.
Brian. Brian's the cool dude. He doesn't know he's Indian, except he still lives with his parents. So now he does know.
Yeah, so it's good, though.
Yeah, I find it's interesting. I find
like
it's
it.
Real, because they all are friends.
Yeah.
They just brought a camera into their houses. They didn't have to, you know,
say,
make a script.
You guys are friends now.
Yeah. They didn't have to make a script. So that one's been pretty good. The other people, the Persians are really, yep. I'm over it. Same with Vanderpump.
Yeah, Vanderpump has jumped the lizard. I want everybody to know. I am a huge Heather McDonald fan, and I'm a follower on her Juicy Scoop Facebook page, which is a private page. Well, like semi-private. You have to be accepted into the group. And if you post something, your post has to be accepted. So you can't just post freely. You have to have something valuable. Yeah. And I posted that Vanderpump has jumped the shark, or should I say lizard. And Heather McDonald talked about my comment on her podcast. So I'm basically famous. Thank you very much.
But it's true.
She thought it was funny.
This Monday, they had a funeral for the freaking lizard that Schwartz had owned for 1 week.
Named Dog.
And they rented this fancy hotel, or they were at this hotel at the poolside. Everybody shows up. They say a few words. I mean, it's just, and it wasn't, I don't think they meant to make it a spoof. I don't know.
Sure? I think it was supposed to be kind of a spoof.
I don't know. It just wasn't entertaining at all.
Nope. I'm over them. They should make a new show called, like, Growing Up Vanderpump or something.
Well, but the new people have just fallen on their face.
Yeah, we don't need them. We want to see them being grown-ups.
Yeah, like...
like when the Duggars had their kids on there.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I think it might be interesting because Katie is fun to hate. Schwartz is just an idiot.
Stassi
is fun to watch. She's going to be getting married.
Yeah.
Jax and Brittany always got something. She's going to start popping out them babies.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fun.
I hope he knocks him out. I hope he knocks him out.
I'm married. I'm getting married. Yeah. I'm married.
She said that so many times. And then Ariana's sometimes a lesbian.
Yes. We'll Lala, get to see Ariana having her little sexual tryst.
And Lala's with the old guy who's filthy rich.
PJs.
Yeah. I saw somebody post on that Juicy Scoop page that said, who believes that Lala flew from the PJ to work in the dog shop?
And stacked the shelves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I agree. I did not believe. I don't believe. So
why wouldn't they put her back in the bar if they still need to have her in the show?
I don't know.
Or at the restaurant. She was the hostess. It's not like she was a barmaid.
And then poor Raquel. James called her a bitch, and everybody's like has to reprimand him for calling her a bitch. And she's like,
yeah.
I just told him, don't call me that anymore.
And he told me that he went to a party, but Lala told me she knows someone who saw him at the party.
I know.
Lord.
Bless her heart.
That's like, why do you think James is going to a party? So he can stay sober? No.
No, so he can do see you next Tuesday. It's not about the pasta, Lala.
And then Lisa has to say, James, what are you doing?
I know.
I was like, Lisa.
Oh, James.
I've given you so many chances.
Oh, Lisa. To stay
sober.
Go swim with your black swans.
Don't call Raquel a bitch.
Anyway, so should we talk about our Netflix shows we've been watching?
Yeah.
What did we watch besides Tiger King?
Love is Blind.
Yeah, we watched Love is Blind.
Love is Blind is amazing.
I've talked about Love is Blind so much, I can't even remember who and what I've talked to.
I don't think we talked to the podcast.
No, but Mark is 24. Hi, I'm Jessica. Mark is 24.
I just think that show, I don't even know who came up with the concept, but it's just so anti what people are. I mean, nobody's going to fall in love.
Except for that they got married. People got married on the show.
For fame?
Yeah, I guess so. I just
Do
started...
you think that Matt, whatever his
I
name is...
I think Cameron and Lauren love each other.
I don't think they do. I don't know.
You changed your mind.
No, I think they do mostly. What's the other one's name? Branton or...
Barnett.
And Amber.
Do you really think they love each other? They've been together for a year.
Because they're traveling the world riding this 15 minutes of fame.
I mean, I guess that's true. I I just want everybody to know whoever told me that this was as good as The Bachelor is a liar, first of all, because it's not. It's not as good as The Bachelor.
No,
we had to make ourselves finish. We were like, all right.
Yes, one more. We got to see the wedding.
Yeah, and then, we have to see the end.
And then the farce that was all these weddings. It's like...
The best part was the reunion, the last show.
Yes, it was. Like, everybody's getting dressed and made up for a wedding. And it's like, well, will he say yes?
I know.
Or will they say no? I said, I thought they already decided.
And I don't know how they did this to make it look like it was like Big Brother, where it was like the weird lights.
Yeah, it's like they're in a big warehouse.
Yeah,
with the lights on.
And then they put like fake grass, flower, or vines behind the altar.
It's all in a like this warehouse.
Yeah, it was so weird. See, The Bachelor?
It was very different.
The Bachelor is in the real world. Okay, it's not recording right now because of quarantine, but will be in the real world. They're not in pods.
They went to the real beach in Cancun.
It still looked like when they shot it there, they were in the back.
Well, first of all, Big Brother. I don't think it was the scenery. I think it was that they used their iPhones to shoot the film.
Yeah.
It was kind of did. Bad looking camera. I don't know.
I don't know, but.
What is wrong with Kenny?
I don't know.
That little stocky softball player didn't like him.
I don't know.
I thought he was way above her grade.
It's not about their looks.
And
mom.
So did her mom.
Love is blind.
Her mom did too.
Yeah, she said, I love this guy. Yeah, but obviously everybody knows the biggest train wreck was Marcus 24 and Jessica. So
I wish they'd have let Amber loose on her.
I know.
More than they did.
The thing about Jessica though is I do feel like she was the most authentic though. You know what I mean? Although maybe the others were authentic too, but like she didn't pretend like Victoria F was pretending to be like, I'm so shy.
Yes,
like
I can't.
Jessica was authentically Marcus 24 the whole time.
And I'm having trouble. We're having trouble with our physicality.
And I also, the thing about the show is like them sitting on those couches in the pods, like just staring at the wall being like, so I love you. Like looking at the wall is just such a weird concept.
Well, you know, it's not like this has never happened before. People used to like be pen pals, but I think they used to send pictures of each other when they
remember on Grease, whenever they're at the sleepover and she pulls out that portfolio of all those pen pals.
Yeah, she's what is her first name? Something Maraschino, like the
like cherries.
Yeah,
Marnie.
Yeah,
Marnie. Maraschino, was that her name?
I think it's Marnie.
Huh.
Anyway.
Because, yeah, the MC says, oh, Marnie.
Yeah, I think you're right.
When they're making out behind the stage, yeah. Mom just did a shimmy for us. So, anyways, back to Marcus 24. I feel like back to my favorite game of playing what kind of person needs what kind of person. Marcus is looking for a mom, so it makes sense that he's or another mom. Because he needs to be mommed.
Maybe.
So it makes sense that he liked Jessica's.
Yeah, because I mean,
more.
He was so pathetic after so many times of her kicking him in the teeth.
I know.
It's like, okay, you need to man up. I don't feel sorry for you anymore.
I know, exactly. And she needs somebody to treat her like shit, like Lindsay.
Barnett would have done.
Like Lindsay. Yeah, exactly. She thrives in the shit. So.
Yeah.
That's why she kept making up shit like, well, he's 24. Like, she needs some kind of...
Mm-hmm.
So at least, like, Barnett cheated. That would be something that's like...
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was a good concept. I really appreciate... I think we did talk about this last time. Because we said, if she's 34, I'm 34.
No, I think you just said that on my blog.
Oh, okay. But I appreciate the very limited... who's the host? It just went out of my head.
Nick Lachey
and Vanessa. I can't take them. So it was very limited until the reunion.
Yeah.
And then it was all Vanessa.
Yeah.
With all her drama.
She cried.
Yeah. So I do think Cam and Lauren are
I saw
probably
their YouTube
the
channel.
Most in love. Huh?
They started a YouTube channel. I watched their video.
See? They're in it all for the promotion.
And he was a lot more animated than he was on the show.
It's all about the promotion.
But I don't think Cameron's looking for fame. Do you?
I think with Cameron that weird probably neck. Loves her. But he's a, isn't he a scientist?
Yeah, with that weird neck. He's an engineer, I think.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
And then who's the other one? The little...
Giuana.
Yeah. I don't know. They're dating, but... Yeah. I don't know.
I didn't like them at all.
She's a loose cannon, and he's a...
controller nerd.
That's a bully.
Yeah. Yeah. If anybody tells me what I can and cannot say, it's not going to work out.
Yeah. Because he said, I don't like how you say GD all the time. And she goes, oh, my God. Oh, can I say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, this is not going to work out. See you later, nerd.
Yeah. So, anyway, let's talk about Tiger King. What you guys have all been waiting for. I would say this is the documentary of the year. It's only March, but I still think that.
It's the documentary of the quarantine.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Speaking of, we can't make this shit up.
I think I went to high school with that guy.
Well, Taylor asked me why they started filming this in the first place. Did you remember? He just started filming. That old guy who was smoking cigarettes started recording him like a reality
TV. He was going to do a reality show.
And then how did the Netflix get in there?
I don't know.
Well, that first episode when he found that, when they had that huge anaconda snake,
yeah.
He said, I found this farm and they told me about the zoo.
And they told me about this guy in Oklahoma.
Yeah. I guess he just started recording.
But he was all over TV. He had his own TV show.
I know.
Joe Exotic is his name.
Yeah.
Mullet, bleached, tattooed, gay man. Who raises tigers.
With a gun on his hip.
In Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Can you talk like him?
Carol Baskin's a bitch. I can't.
Look in the septic tank.
I can only say Margie's 24.
So. What shenanigans. My goodness.
I don't know if we should give away the ending, but.
No, we're not gonna, because I know it's not. Been on that long, people may not have.
Honestly, I don't even think there is an ending. It just one thing keeps leading to another
thing. It's just what happens in his life for the last couple of years. I mean,
yeah,
it's just a crazy show. The crazy people that live in this world. It's like what the you can't make that up.
I don't understand. There is like the law of attraction is like, how do all these misfits find each other?
I'm a little misfit.
We're a couple of misfits.
Oh my gosh. Yes, because you have a lesbian who gets her arm
eaten off,
chewed off by a tiger who stays there. You have
the guy with no legs.
The guy with no legs, but that's not because of tigers.
No, that
what
was
what did he do? He was parachuting and broke his legs and then they got rotten.
Yeah. I don't know.
Infected.
Never heard that before, but yeah.
Yeah. So he had two pegs. The other guy with the long hair he picked up sitting on the bus bench. For more than a day.
Oh, yeah.
He had just gotten out of jail and didn't have anywhere to go. So Joe went and picked him up and said, come on over to my zoo.
First of all, I don't think you could pay me to go to that zoo. Like, it looks like it just stinks. It looks like these lions are behind a freaking hurricane fence that's, like, barely hanging
they
on.
They are.
It's like, yeah. I don't know if I have no heart, but I didn't really think that any of the animals seemed mistreated.
No, it didn't seem. He literally could have been raising sheep.
It was like a white trash zoo.
It wasn't about the tigers.
No.
It was about the
people. And I really believe Joe loved the tigers.
I think he did too. But he handed Carol Baskin.
That bitch.
That bitch, Carol Baskin. Look in the septic tank.
Yeah, so there's a... Well, I'll give you the brief summary. So that's Joe Exotic hates this PETA chick.
She's not PETA, though.
Big Cat.
She's a competitor of his in
Big
Florida.
Cat Rescue, Carol Baskin, who is evidently saving the cats from people like Joe.
And but she's doing the same thing he
and
is.
She's like enemy number one. And she's like some weird headband, flower headband crown wearing bicycle riding fraud murderer. So
yeah, it's a train wreck and a half, man. It's very interesting.
I know.
But they don't abuse any animals that we see.
No, it's not like they show.
It's not.
Like, you don't have to close your eyes. Like, no. Oh, I don't want
to
see
that. The only thing
we
had to close our eyes is when they got all the rotten food from Walmart to feed those
I'm
tigers.
I'm too full. Please don't.
That was disgusting.
So they go to Walmart. So apparently, I don't know if you know this, if somebody takes meat off the shelf and then, like, puts it in their basket and walks around, they can't put it back on the shelf if they don't end up buying it because it's been out of the cooler for too long.
Yeah. So they, I don't know how often that happens, but like, well, somebody goes to the cash register and then they can't pay for their food.
No, but like, let's say you put it in your basket and then you end up, you know, you see a random basket just left in the store.
Yeah, but I mean, how often does that happen?
Often enough to feed the tigers.
I don't know. I think it was expired too.
Yeah, okay. So they throw that meat in a dumpster out back, I guess. And so Joe had a deal that he would go pick it up and they would put it in a truck. And it had like...
In this big Rubbermaid container. And then they kind of pour it in the tiger's troughs. And then there's juice, like cold cut meat juice at the bottom.
And the people ate out of it.
And that's
too.
What the workers would eat because the workers were starving. They worked 14-hour days. They got paid $100 a week.
I don't think Joe would have made them eat that. I think he just said,
yeah,
they were redneck as hell anyway. Yeah, Joe didn't make them redneck.
No, I think they just weren't, I don't know. They like to eat their meth,
just,
I think, more
than
them.
The scum of the earth. And so not only does all these rednecks live together, but Joe's gay and has two husbands that both turn out, both end up saying that they're not even gay. He like convinced them to be gay for a while.
That dude. And he
the
ran,
one without the teeth was with him for 15 years. Yeah, it's not ran, like it was 1 year.
He ran for president. He ran for governor
of Oklahoma and got 20% of the vote.
It was like 13% of the vote. That's a lot.
No, it was 19% of the vote.
19. Whatever. Yeah. It's a great show. I highly recommend it. I never would have been attracted to that kind of thing.
Yeah, mom didn't want to watch it. And I told her, the people said we need to watch it.
You have to watch it because it's just, you have to.
If you are a true reality fan,
yes.
This is reality. This is nothing is scripted.
It's edited perfectly.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Not to give away anything, but
yep.
That's all we're going to say about that.
Yep. So, yeah. I don't think we can top that.
No. What else we got going on?
I don't know. We have another week of quarantine. I guess we better try and watch something.
Yeah.
Do you watch that Orco show? What's it called?
The Narcos. Ozark. Ozark, I do. We need to watch. Third season just came out. I don't know if you can join. You can just start on the third season, though. You got to watch the first two.
Me?
Yeah.
What's it about?
It's a guy with a family that he's like an accountant or something in Chicago, and he and his buddy have gotten involved with the Mexican cartel laundering money, and the partner or the buddy was skimming off the top, and the Mexican cartel don't like that, and so they came to Chicago, and they killed him. They let the main character, and I can't even remember his name anymore, they told him, you have one chance to prove yourself, and he said, okay, please don't kill me. I've got an idea, and I don't even know where it came from. I don't remember where, but...
You don't know
they
anything.
Went to the, I don't know where he got the idea. They moved from Chicago to the Ozarks, him and his family, his wife and two
What's
teenage
the Ozarks?
Children. The Ozarks is in Chicago. It's like hillbilly country.
Oh.
And there's a river. I don't even know the river's name. Maybe it's the Ozark River. I don't know. But they move there and they start laundering money through a hotel and a strip club. And it's all the
That's
drama
why the,
with the hillbillies down
that's
there.
That's what happens in Mattress King, Mattress Firm. Money laundering.
Okay. Same thing.
I saw a conspiracy video on it.
Yeah. So that's what that's the storyline. And so he's now he's trying to save himself and from the Mexican cartel. But now the hillbillies that are crooked down there as well are like, who is this dude coming into our territory and doing all this illegal stuff? This is our
check the septic tank.
That's it. This is our place. So it's all about that drama. And then his wife, who is supposed to be like a housewife, well, she turns out to be more devious than him. And so she's doing her own side crookedness. So it's interesting.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to watch that.
No, because you got to catch up.
I think I want to watch that McDonald's documentary.
What is that on? I think it's on HBO.
But I can watch it on Hulu.
Oh, okay.
The McMillions is about this person working for McDonald's corporate.
I don't want to watch that.
Hey, you don't want to watch The Tiger King either.
I want to watch The Little Lies, Little Fires, or whatever.
Oh, with Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah.
Somebody said, I can't remember, it is similar to that other Reese Witherspoon show.
The one, Little Lies.
Yeah. Did you watch that one?
Yeah, I liked it.
Is it scary?
No, it's just very, it's just drama.
I get scared if there's killing.
No, it was an abusive husband. He used to beat Nicole Kidman. And she was just one of the moms at school. Like, they were all moms. Their kids were all in school together.
Did he beat her black and blue?
Does she sing that?
No, Keith Urban does.
Oh, he does. That's a funny joke, you guys. Yeah, and then they ended up killing him.
Oh.
All the wives together. So that was, yeah.
Did they feed him to the tigers?
No. Chip the sacred tank. Carol Baskin.
The best part, back to Tiger, is when he dresses up as that bunny that she killed for the rat for the tigers.
Yes.
With the blood on his stomach. He's a character.
He is. It's funny. His videos, his music videos are the best.
Somebody said it wasn't him singing.
Well, of course it's not. You thought it was him?
Yeah.
I said, that sounds like Brooks and Dunn. It's like he...
But they were singing tigers.
Lindsay.
They were saying tigers.
His voice is like this. You don't think he's going to sing a video like this.
I don't know. If he would have just been a little notch classier and smarter, he could be a bajillionaire right now and not be in jail.
Says the same about everybody. If I could just be a little notch better...
Yeah, if you wouldn't have freaking paid somebody to kill Carol Baskin, dumbass.
Shh. You're giving it away.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all.
Yeah.
Unless you have anything else we need to cover. Maybe we'll do another quarantine podcast. You never know.
Yeah, we still have Atlanta to watch. I'm bored with Atlanta.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, that was our roadie. Kenya
is getting a divorce, and they're in Greece together. That's the last I've seen.
Yeah, we should watch it. And we have Shaw's tonight.
Okay.
All right.
And we probably have a Karma.
Oh, yeah.
That's Friday nights.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What is today? Every day is the same.
Today's Sunday.
Yeah. I got to go back and watch some more Don Draper.
No, we've watched enough today.
No, I love him.
All right. Well, that's all. Thanks for listening. Okay. Don't forget to follow me on Lindsay R. Traha.
And Traha Home.
And watch our vlog.
Yes, because there's nothing else to do. Quarantine people, y'all better be staying home.
Yep.
So we can get back out there. All I do is eat out and shop. So.
And I want to do that again.
I have nothing to do.
All right. Bye.
Bye.